The salsa pioneer and legend, Willy Colon, has died at age 75, according to a statement from his family on one of his social media accounts. No cause of death was given. Willy Colon was a key part of salsa's development in the 1970s as an instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer. For more than six decades, he was one of the genre's most popular acts. NPR Music's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
In retrospect, Willy Colon was the ideal musician to reshape the sound of Afro-Caribbean dance music that became known around the world as salsa. He was born in the Bronx in 1950, and as a young teenager, he was soaking up the popular music of mid-1960s New York, R&B, rock, and jazz, as well as Puerto Rican folk music that he heard during summer trips to the island to visit his grandparents. He started playing trumpet at age 12, then switched to trombone, and by age 16, he had signed a recording contract. At age 17, he released his first album for a new upstart indie record label called Fania Records. It was a mix of jazz, rock, and R&B, combined with mambos and cha-cha-cha, and was so raw and unorthodox that critics and older musicians panned it. And yet, eventually it became popular with young New Yorkers who were looking for something to hang their identity on. The album featured Puerto Rican vocalist Hector Lavoe, who went on to become one of salsa's major stars as a solo act, but only after he recorded several popular albums with Willy Colon between 1967 and 1975. Two years later, Colon recruited vocalist Ruben Blades to join his band. But this time the music addressed some of the social issues that two musicians were seeing in the Latino community, leading up to their album Siembra, released in 1978 and still considered one of the high water marks of salsa. La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresas te da la vida. Pedro Navaja, matón de esquina. Musically, Colon's trombone-based brass section set his band apart from other popular Fania bands. He was also busy as a producer and arranger for many Fania albums, which led him to teaming up with the Cuban vocalist Celia Cruz for an album called Only They Could Have Made This Album. Willy Colon's later years were a mix of music and politics. In the late 1980s, he was a consultant with then New York City Mayor David Dinkins. In 1974, he ran as a Democrat in the primary for New York's 17th Congressional District, and he served for over a decade as an advisor to one-time New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Prior to that, Colon took a slight detour from music by enrolling and passing the Westchester County Police Academy. He was sworn in as a police officer in 2014 at age 64, staying with the department for 8 years part-time while still performing, before resigning his rank of deputy lieutenant in 2022. Ultimately, it's the music that Willy Colon will be remembered for. He was the sound of the Puerto Rican community in New York, finding its voice culturally and politically, brash when challenging the status quo, sometimes confrontational, other times sentimental, but always with a passion for identifying himself and his community as part of the fabric of this country. Felix Contreras, NPR News.